try to put yourself in Campbell Webster's shoes. He's an 18-year-old musician from New Hampshire. He plays the bagpipes. And recently, he traveled to Canada to play at a music festival. On the trip back at a border crossing, he got a nasty surprise, courtesy of U.S. Customs agents.
Yeah, as we pulled up to the booth coming from Canada, they asked if we had bagpipes. And of course, we said yes. And then they asked if they contained ivory. And of course, we said yes. Because, you know, my bagpipes are made in 1936, and that's when the ivory was cut down and formed to what they call the mount on the pipe, and that's when it was fitted onto the bagpipe itself. So there is nothing wrong with the bagpipe. It's the 7 or 8 little pieces on the bagpipe.
And just like that, his pipes were seized. According to CITES, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, U.S. Customs can seize any musical instrument containing ivory and made after 1976. Never mind Webster's pipes were made back in 1936, and he had a certificate to prove it. It took appeals by his mother and a New Hampshire congressman, plus payment of a $576 fee to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service before he finally got him back. And just in time, because Campbell Webster was traveling to Glasgow, Scotland, to compete in the World Pipe Band Championships. You see, bagpiping is not just a hobby for Campbell. He's following the example set by his Scottish father, who served as a sovereign piper to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
I'm following in his footsteps by keeping the tradition alive and playing his bagpipes. And he spent 25 years in the British Army. He was the only pipe major to be in charge of the 1st and 2nd battalions of the Scots Guards, which is quite a big deal. And then is picked to be the Queen's Piper to Queen Elizabeth. Definitely the ultimate piping job in the world.
Campbell, when you're in Glasgow at this competition like you are right now, I mean, do they know who you are and who your dad is?
I'd have to say almost everybody knows who I am, mainly because of my dad. You know, as he starts to go downhill with his health, I'm just trying to kind of honor him and his bagpipe that I'm playing by kind of thinking of him every time I play.
And tell us your dad's name.
My dad's name is Pipe Major Gordon Webster.
Campbell Webster, who's at the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow. Best of luck to you. Glad you have your bagpipes back. And best of luck with your father's health. We're thinking of him.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.